All right, everyone, welcome to episode 2 of the third season of Hypertalks. I'm today's host, Daniel Monson. With me, I have my co-host, Tobin Sidney-Smith.
Hello.
And today's guest, David Friedlinger.
Hello.
Welcome. Before we start, we would like to give a big thanks to Beppo Studios for letting us be here today and record. So today we'll talk about the interesting topic of GDPR. But before we do that, I propose that we do a check-in. Today's check-in question, since we have a new year, we will ask, what's your new year's resolution?
I'll start. So for my New Year's resolution, I tried to keep it simple. Given that we're at school this year, I want to land a job in 2018.
All right, that's good. Okay, mine is, apart from being a lawyer, I also play the piano. So I bought a new piano at the end of last year. So my New Year's resolution is to learn Beethoven's 8th piano sonata, the Pathetic Sonata. That's been a big dream in my life. So
that's
my New Year's resolution.
That's cool. My New Year's resolution is actually to spend less unnecessary time on social media. Maybe do something useful with that instead, like read a book or something.
Or play the piano.
Play the piano as well, maybe. And before we jump into the topic of today, to get to know our guest David here with some questions.
Sure, go ahead.
So, David, would you like to tell us a bit about yourself?
Yes, thanks. So I am an attorney, a business attorney. On my 18th year in my career. And I am a partner at a Swedish law firm called Lindahl Law Firm. We are the third largest law firm in Sweden. And I head our group or practice for information and communications technology. And of course, and the GDPR becomes sort of a hot topic within within that. And it has been IT and telecoms and the data privacy stuff has been a focus area for the firm for many years. But I think data privacy has not become rock and roll, actually, until the last 2 years. But that feels great.
So what's your education?
Well, I'm a lawyer, so obviously I have a law degree. But I also have a background. My dream originally was to become a journalist, actually. So I started by studying history of ideas and sociology. So I also have a master's degree in sociology, actually. And I always kept that interest. So it's a combination. And I also studied music. So, but sort of for my profession, I have a law degree.
So, GDPR, or General Data Protection Regulation, is coming into effect 25th of May this year and is set to replace the Data Protection Directive and the UK Data Protection Act of 1998. And after many years of debate, this new set of European Union regulation involves the protection of personal data and the rights of the individuals. And the aim is to ease the flow of personal data across the 28 EU member states. And for our listeners that didn't understand a word that I just said, is there an easier way to explain it, David?
Yes. And no, I mean, you said the truth, right? So, but I think, I mean, this is about personal data, personal data is any kind of information that is related to an individual, basically, an individual alive. So we can think about simple stuff like names, addresses, telephone numbers, but also the grocery store will cover your eating habits, how much you buy for what kind of clothes you buy. Google knows very much about us, our interest, where my car is parked, and all that data is also related to me as an individual. That is personal data, and obviously there is a massive flow of personal data all over the world. And actually, so this is what the GDPR is about, to protect us as individuals when that data is processed. I can talk more about that. And also, as you said, this is a European Union legislation, right? And as we know, one of the aims of the European Union is to establish an internal market without sort of internal frontiers, at least from a legal perspective. So you want to harmonize the rules. So that is also the aim. But the main aim, I would say, is this protection of our rights as individuals when that data is processed.
That's all very interesting. A big debate when to my understanding, was the right to be forgotten and how this came into play of how the GDPR was going to be kind of formulated. Want to tell us more about how it's going to be going forward?
Yeah, sure. And it's all based on a big mixed understanding, actually, that this is something new. So, so I will tell you the story. As often happens, coming from the media, misinterpreting things, mm-hmm. right? So as you said before, today, this is not something new, really. We have had a data protection directive in the European Union since 1995, and it has been implemented in the different member states. In Sweden, we call it Personuppgiftslagen. You referred to the UK Act recently and before, and then we have, how many member states do you have? Is it 25, 27? Don't remember, but everyone has this. So this legislation applies already today, also in Spain. And in Spain, there was a Spanish citizen called González in surname. So, and he had entered into bankruptcy, I think, or had some financial problems in the late 1990s. And there was a newspaper article written about him on the web. And as I understand it, those articles created problems for him today to make business, because now and he no longer had these problems. So he went to these newspapers and said, can you please delete those newspapers? And they said, well, we have freedom of speech. There's no chance. But then he went to Google saying that, can you please delete these links to these articles? And he claimed this right, what's then called the right to be forgotten. Mm. But this was this process started, actually, but this was definitely before the GDPR. I think it was 2011, something like that. And that was in a Spanish court. And Google objected, saying, well, this doesn't apply to us. We're a UK company. We're based in California, and had all these objections. But eventually he won, and with